Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back. Well, it's close enough. It's not exact, but it's close enough to Jack's anniversary, his ninth anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Jack, thanks for hanging out with us. Good job, and appreciate your all these years.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Jim.
Yeah, and Jack Oldrich, ladies and gentlemen, is a longtime Brain Trust member, a futurist extraordinaire, the author of Foresight 2020, and other books you can find at jumpthecurve.com and wherever books are sold. Jack, we're talking about what we're really talking about here is everything you're saying. You've got to drop into the CEO role, folks. You've got to get your head out of the trenches. You got to become the person who thinks about strategy, who thinks about what's coming next, what's going to happen next, what's going to happen after what happened next happens next, and find out what's going coming at you. So that you'll be be prepared for it, so that you won't make bad decisions, or at least decisions that can take you down. Jack, what's next? I cut you off before the break. You had one on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, well, I wanted to pick up on something else that you had said, and I think that you called it dangerous curiosity. And if we want to future-proof our actions, I have a seven-word phrase for every leader and CEO out there, and here it is. Give up on answers, stick with questions.
Huh.
Your job is to stick with those questions and constantly be asking new questions, difficult questions, questions that make you uncomfortable. You know, earlier I talked about the pre-mortem. You know, ask yourself, why did we go out of business? You're not out of business yet, but that's a good question to ask because it's going to prompt you to become more aware, to have some humility, but it's also going to point those areas where we need to start taking action.
So you're saying rather than thinking you've already answered all the questions, say to yourself, okay, if I'm not in business 5 years from now, what would take me down?
Right. And here's one thing that would take us down, and we always have to be aware of it. And I can't remember, it was another successful business leader, he said, let's always remember the smartest person works for someone else. That as smart as we are, and we all like to think that we're smart, there is someone out there who is undoubtedly smarter. And so if you, again, this gets back to the humility, but it's like saying, well, who is that? Mm-hmm. Do I need to be aware of them? Are they working on something that threatens my business, or could they be a potential partner to help me grow my business?
The most powerful CEO question, Jack, that I have learned and that I've tried to explain to drill into my audience's heads is this question. And folks, I use it. I promise you that I don't always get everything right, but this is one thing I'm doing more and more. And that is, what do you think? If you'll have the humility, Jack, right, to ask your employees, to ask the people around you, what do you think? Don't say anything else. Don't say, what do you think about this? What do you think about my idea? Blah, blah, blah. Just say, what do you think? And stop it right there. It's amazing.
Right.
It's amazing the genius that you'll get back.
That is. And I would add another one to ask them is, what other questions should I be asking,
right,
or should we be asking?
Mm-hmm.
To assume, never make the assumption that you even know all of the questions to ask. But I think that those open-ended phrases are really powerful.
And be prepared for the answer to sting a little bit.
That is right. Yep. And I think that,
especially if you've got employees who will speak truth to power. Like I do.
Yeah, I tell you, you mentioned earlier in the introduction, I've written a couple of historical books, and I wrote one on the leadership lessons of George C. Marshall, who was chief of staff of the Army in the Second World War. And he created what I call a culture of candor. I mean, he demanded all of his subordinates to tell him things that he didn't want to hear.
Right.
What didn't he...
Because lives were on the line.
That's right, and he never punished anyone for saying, for doing that. He did, however, punish them when they held back and they weren't candid.
Ah.
He had no time for individuals like that.
Think about that, folks. It's a culture of candor. Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. Good job today. We get smarter every time you join us. Come back soon.
I will do that. Always a pleasure, Jim.
Yeah,
thanks,
Jack
for having me.
Uldrich, Uldrich. Ladies and gentlemen, is this how you spell his last name? JumpTheCurve.com is the website. Check him out and use him to your advantage. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.